Welcome to the Become Limitless podcast, season 4. All right, this episode we're going to talk about saying no to your phone more, gaining control back over your life. And I know we talked about like getting stuff done last week, but this one's going to be about just saying no to your phone more, getting control back over when you use your phone and it not using you. That's pretty much what it's going to be. So how much time do you waste on your phone? Those are the kind of things we're going to talk about this week. Also, my thoughts on whether kids, what age kids should be using phones, when do we start looking at addiction when it comes to phones and kids, and how important it is that we really look at it as an addictive substance, just like alcohol, just like gambling, all those kind of things. And I believe that it's just as addictive as those things. So it's really important that we start to analyze what we're doing, especially for us that we've got kids, and see whether it's really worth giving them a phone or not. Maybe certain circumstances it might be necessary. So that's what we're going to get into this week on this podcast. Okay, so let's right now, what I want you to do is just get your phone, because you probably have it with you, which is more than likely. And let's do a breakdown of how much time is spent on different apps and different things. So what I want you to do is just pause the episode here, and I want you to go through and go to your settings, have a look at battery usage or whatever that may look like in your phone, and just see how much time is spent on each app. And then I want you to be very critical of yourself and look whether you spent that doing things to promote business, to promote yourself. Are you making money? Are you using the phone? Or was the phone using you? Were you putting in just endless amounts of time, what would feel like endless amounts of time, into nothing? You weren't achieving anything. You weren't moving yourself towards a goal that you had by utilizing that phone. So that's what I want you to do right now, is stop and check that out and see how much time you've used. So you stop the episode right now. All right, now that you've done that, let's have a look. Well, how much time did you spend using your phone, or it using you? Let's have a look at that. Look at those apps, look at those usages. Was it a surprise to you? Were you aware of how much time you spent on your phone? Were you aware of how much time you spent on certain apps? I know when I did this, I was very surprised at how much time I spent on certain things like YouTube that I probably didn't need to. I know I watch a lot of information in regards to these kind of topics. Learning, furthering myself, but I still felt like I was using it too much, like the YouTube shorts and just flicking through there. Like, yeah, there's a lot of interesting information that I watch on there, but is it necessary? Do I need to be doing this, especially when the kids are awake? Do I need to be looking at this stuff when the kids are up? Is there better times of the day that I could be doing this? And then when the kids are asleep, I'm wanting to spend time with my wife. Do I want to be doing it then? When do I actually want to be doing this? Do I want to be doing this? And it allowed me to really start to become very critical and analyze how much of this am I actually wanting to do? Is it something that I want to do? I'm trying to be very critical of what time I spend on my phone. So let's have a look at how much time you used your phone for business, promoting yourself, learning, and just have a quick think now. Go over the times over the last day or however long you had to look at on your phone, and what did you get? What did you find? Did you find that you used it more than it using you? Did you do lots of scrolling, or mindless scrolling, and that means the phone was using you? And we're going to go into topics, some strategies to limit the amount of time that the phone uses you, okay? So let's look at the numbers of the majority of people now. Adults, they can be roughly 3 hours, 15 minutes a day is roughly on the average of the whole world. Some countries obviously higher, some countries are lower. Now you look at your more developed world, more developed countries, sorry, not more, more developed world, more developed countries, they have higher usage of their phones. And I'd like to say that it's because we're utilizing technology to advance our countries, but I don't believe that is it. Also, your phone's checked 58 times a day, normally, on average. This is on average. Is pretty crazy to think that you check that 58 times a day. There's not that many hours in our day, so like there's only 24 hours in a day, and you've checked it every half hour pretty much, if we double 24. So that's pretty crazy that every half hour, on average, that's even awake, that's even the sleeping hour, so that doesn't even take into consideration your sleeping time, and it's checked. So let's look at the numbers then again. That's almost 1,200 hours a year that's spent on a phone. And let's say, optimistically, we spend 50% of that time working on something, so that leaves us with 600 hours of time that you weren't doing, you weren't spending doing something to improve yourself, to become better, to become a person that can really smash things out. It's like, to learn, to grow, you're not doing it for that. You're doing 600 hours of just scrolling, the way the phone's using you. Now, 600 hours is 24 days. That's 24 days of time wasted on a phone throughout the year. 24 days, 24 whole days, not sleeping. That's 24 whole days. That's pretty crazy. When you start to break it down and look at the numbers like that, that's the average person. You might be worse, you might be better, okay? I know I'm better than the average person. I don't use it that much, but I still probably use it too much. I still probably get it a higher percentage of my a high percentage still. I can't remember what the number was. I did do this and just checked it out and went, holy dooly. I don't think it was 600 hours I spent. I think it was probably like 400 hours. So, but the average person, and we're just talking in general so you can compare yourself, what's going on, is this really effective? And this really is just for you to have a look and see, how much time do I spend on my phone? Is that okay? So now let's look at kids and the amount of time they have on a screen, I believe is what my information was on. Now I know screens are like for them to learn and start to grow and start to develop with technology. It's a part of it, again. But using it compared to it being used as a distraction, as a like whatever they use it for, the screens for, it can be very damaging to them. So teenagers, which is where you think you'd be like most of the time kids are starting to get phones, hopefully. Some are getting them earlier, which is really, really, really not a good idea, because there's no need for a younger kid. Like, they're always going to be around parents. There's no need for a phone. I don't see any need for a phone at all. But teenagers, because they're going to start going out by themselves, might need a point of call, might need that. You might be able to justify it that way, because they might be doing things that you need their phone. They might be at a job where they need to, might, you know, have to contact you. There's lots of different reasons why they might need a phone. So let's have a look at how much time teenagers are spending on their phones, on their screens. And it's a pretty crazy number, but the average teen is spending 7 hours a day for entertainment. So this is not doing things, working, like we just went and broke it down and went, okay, is it using us or is it using you? This is just for entertainment. So it's watching movies, watching YouTube, doing that 7 hours a day. That's 2,555 hours a year, or 106 days. That's almost a third of the year spent in front of a device. 106 days. So you can see that there's a problem there. Where an adult's got an average of 3 hours, 15 minutes. We've got other commitments. We've got kids to look up. Like, there's lots of different things that stop us utilizing these phones. And we realize we have to put that important for the thing first. Because a lot of us are growing up without the smart devices, without the addictive side of phones. I know when I was growing up on the phone, it was literally just talking, texting, and I might have one app that was a game on there. It was Snake. And it was a very basic game. It wasn't no colored screen, nothing like that. So it wasn't as addictive. It wasn't as a powerful a tool to keep you distracted, to keep you on there. as we talked about last episode, how distracting phones can be. So kids these days don't have that type of phone. They've got a very, very distracting, very addictive phone. So we've got to be very careful when we start to compare, oh, but I had a phone when I was younger. It's not the same thing. Nowhere near the same thing. So then we look at the problem with teens having phones and having devices. We can see it's really addictive because they can be double, on average, double the amount of time spent on it, which is not healthy. I'm just going to say it now. It's not healthy. Not even slightly is it healthy. You're not out there exercising. You're not out there doing things. You're not out there socializing. And socializing on a phone, you know, a lot of people say they need it to be able to socialize with their group. It's like, well, how much socialize? What does it look like when you go past the school and you see people, kids, just sitting there on their phones in their lunch breaks? Is that socializing? What do you think? I don't believe that being on a phone is socializing. Being part of social media is not socializing. But updating your latest posts isn't socializing. That isn't social. Social interaction is between two people without any devices, feeling the energy, communicating, learning what people look like, the person's, their tics, their little twitches, their little physical movements, their idiosyncrasies. This is what about communication's about in person. Really raw, really uncomfortable. And that's what kids are trying to get away from. They get away from that really nasty, raw, uncomfortable feeling when it comes to communicating. They can just do it on a phone. It's easier. I'm away from a person. And it's not communicating. Not any stretch of the imagination. Ringing on a phone, talking to somebody, is a form of communication. But texting and messaging on a phone is not. Not even slightly is that communication. So, because I know I've heard this a lot, where kids have been told, no, we need it. It's really important for their social life. How? How is it important? That's not even slightly. Oh, so they can keep up with what's going on. Well, that's what they go to school for majority of the time, just to keep up with what's going on. And is it that important to keep up with what's going on? Do you just catch up? It's not that important that you need to know day, second by second updates on what's going on in everybody else's life. You should worry about your own life, especially when you're a teenager, and how you want to develop and how you want to the person you want to become. So, as you know right now, by the way I've voiced my opinion, I don't think phones are important at all, not even slightly, and kids shouldn't have them until at least over 18. That's going to be my call. Just like drinking, just like gambling, gets that addictive and not necessary until over the age of 18, where they move out and they don't need a phone to contact like workers, their employers, and they can start to realize that they've got more other commitments that they need to be putting in. And you can really understand the brain is developed. And that's the reason why we don't have all those other things, is because the brain's not fully developed and you're going to struggle with addiction. And these kids, you can see it, they're coming through, they've had phones really early on, are addicted. And they will struggle. They will struggle with being able to put that down. They will drive with a phone in their hands. And we already know that they've been pushing, especially in my country, Australia, that they don't want people driving with phones. You shouldn't be on phone and driving. It's just as bad as drink driving. Starting to see a pattern yet. So they're big fines for driving with your phone. Okay, so I'm going to go into that addiction a bit more now. And this is the same for an adult. Like, some people who are affected by addiction a bit more than others. And that all comes down to when they started to have the addiction, the substance that they were having, when did they start having it? And in a nutshell, addictions affect the brain's reward, memory, and motivation centers. And if it does screw with that, then it's an addictive substance. If it screws with your reward system, if it screws with the memory, and if it screws with your motivation, then that's the case. That's going to do it. So it's going to be addictive. So let's look at our devices. As an adult or a kid, if you see it as an addiction or not, does it screw with your reward? Does it give you the dopamine? Does it hit you with dopamine? Does it stop you being motivated to do things? We just did a whole episode on not being able to get things done. So I would say it screws with that. And I believe it does fill that criteria. So it does screw with your motivation. It does screw with your memory. So I just had a talk with my daughter, and she doesn't even remember a whole day of when she was at her other parent's place on a device.
So it's screwing with the memory there. So there is an addictive, 100% it's addictive. Like, I know people get stuck just scrolling endlessly and they lose time about how much time they've actually spent scrolling on these devices. So it's really important that we look. Other signs, lack of control or an inability to stay away from the device. A decrease in socialization, and that, yes, that's a big yes for me, that is decreasing in socialization, reclusing from actual hard and like uncomfortable talking conversations. They want to just sit on their devices again. So talking over a phone doesn't count, talking on the phone, messaging on the phone does not count as that. So, and it's not easy to put down, is that right? Like, devices and be able to stay away from. It is destructive. Does it become destructive to your life? Does it become destructive to what you want to achieve? And a phone will do that. A device will do that. So I 100% believe it ticks a lot of boxes in regards to what an addictive substance is. And I believe the phone is addictive. And I don't believe kids should not be having them until they're 18 at least. And for myself, I try to limit it as much as possible. So why would I be giving it to a kid? And if I do, it'll be with like crazy strict restrictions on it. If I did, I still don't even feel like I will, because I can always manage it. I can always manage the kids and get all in contact if I need to, and all those kind of things. So now that we've talked about those phones and all those kind of things, let's have a look at some strategies to try and assist you or your kids in regards to, if they've already got one, and it has to be necessary, okay? You've got no excuse, no reason that they can't have it. Like, there's no other alternative. Turn off your notifications. That's what I want you to do with your phone. All notifications. Have people go, oh, but I'm going to miss a message. Like, what if someone's ringing me? What if this is? Okay, so this is part of this. The phone's telling you when to tell it. Now, look at it. Let's look at it this way. The phone is then going, ding, look at me. Are you in control there, or is the phone in control? Do you want to check it at that point, or were you doing something else? Was it that necessary to go check that phone? So I'll turn off notifications. Phone calls, they'll ring. I'll answer the phone, and only if it's important. So only a couple of people will I answer the phone over my kids. Like, so if I'm playing with my kids, I will only answer the phone if, say, Kim's out doing something, and I'll have to, if I can find my phone and answer it. But yeah, I'll find my phone and I'll answer it, because it's Kim. She might need to talk to me about a decision she needs to make, anything around home, kids. She might have some kids. Like, it just makes perfect sense to answer the phone. That, turn the colour off your phone is another good one that I like, because we're such a visual creature and the colours will keep us sucked in. If we just make it black and white, it loses its entertainment value. It loses its ability to distract us. So we're going to turn the phone into a black and white grayscale color scheme is very, very powerful. Not as powerful as turning the notifications off, but it's very powerful. Remove any distraction-based apps. No games. Get rid of the social media. Not necessary unless you're running a social media business. And then I suggest all those things just go on the computer. You can run it off the computer. And it's easier to sit down, set out time, and, you know, just not sit there mindlessly going through and working too much too, like talking about that work-life balance. If you sit down at the computer, I've got 2 hours, just get it done, and then I can get by the kids. But if it's on the phone, you're constantly on the phone, okay, I've got to do this, got to do that, got to do this, got to do that, and you lose sense of when's work, when's play, or when's life happening, and you lose that balance. Have an accountability person is another really powerful one. Someone's asking you, what are you doing there? What are you doing on your phone? Just this is a general comment, and you can, because that's normally enough to break that cycle of you mindlessly scrolling if you are, and go, I was just scrolling, damn it. And you'd stop, put the phone down. Really powerful to have an accountability person. Now, those 4 things will 100% help you achieve more control over your phone. And there's lots of different things. If you've got like a really important meeting coming up, you can unmute your mute everything else, mute all your other notifications, and like say it's an email or something like that, you can keep the notifications for your emails going. I don't have any email notifications. I'll check emails when I want to check emails. There's no email that important that I need to check it throughout whenever I don't need to. Messenger, again, the same thing. No notifications on Messenger. No notifications for Facebook, any social media. There's no notifications on any of those things. The only thing my phone does is ring, and I am in control of when I check my phone. Only time I don't is because it's telling me someone's trying to call me, someone's trying to talk to me. Okay, I'll listen. Okay, what's going on? Who is this? And then again, I'll vet it again. Like, it's like, do I want to listen to this person? And then I'll check all my notifications at a point in time. I'll go through. Okay, I've got 10, 20 minutes. Right, check through, check it all, check all the messages, check all that stuff, reply, do what I have to do, email, and then I'll put the phone back down again, and I'll go again. I am in control. I am doing that when I want to. The phone is not telling me when it wants to be checked. It's really important that we do that, and a kid should be doing that too, okay? So let's go into a conclusion quickly. We need to assess whether we are addicted. So go through, if you haven't done it already, when this podcast episode ends, go through and check your phone, go usage, find it, the battery or wherever that is in settings, and locate that and say, okay, do I want to do this? Do I want to use the phone more? Do I want to use the phone less? Have I got a problem? Assess that, because it is addictive, especially for your kids. Look for that if you've got kids. Do they need the devices? Make sure it's necessary, completely necessary, before they go using them, because they are very, very addictive. And then if you do find that you've got a problem or your kid's got a problem and they've already got a phone and there's no way around it, there's no other alternative, then start to implement some of these. Turn notifications off, turn the color off, remove those distracting apps, literally just have it as a phone that you can ring and messenger for, like, message yourself, both towards you, between your kids or whatever you need to do. For you, definitely get rid of that social media. You can do all this stuff on the computer and then have that person that's accountable for you that can tell you, oh, what are you doing? And again, you could be that accountability person for the kid. What are you doing on your phone? Why are you on your phone right now? Do you need to be on your phone right now? What are you doing right now? And just ask those questions. So I hope you found something informative out of this. I needed to do it because I see a lot of kids out there struggling with phones. I see a lot of adults out there struggling with phones. And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse because the more and more we want to, like, use the technology, and it looks like to me that we're just getting used by technology and by big corporations that want to take our data and use that data for whatever they want to do, shopping, making us spend more money, because that's what they want you to spend money. So it's a bit of a pet peeve for me, and watching people go, oh, my kid needs a phone. It's like, well, do they need a phone? Is it that really necessary? Do you need to use a phone as much as you do? So I hope this helps you. I hope this really gets you to look very critically at your devices and not just, I just have a phone and then it uses you. So it's really important that that's the case. So that's the end of this episode. I hope you really got something out of this and you're able to implement something in your life.
If you like the episode, make sure you share it with all your friends and family, and make sure you get on that Facebook page and give that a like and follow it. Also, get on our Instagram and follow along there too, so you can keep up to date with what's happening in the Become Limitless community. Until next time, stay limitless.